Well, the Book of Common Prayer takes its place, actually, in a much wider culture of books in the 16th century, and Protestantism is certainly interesting in relation to this. On the one hand, I think one has to be careful about this, actually, beginning with Luther, and certainly it's there in John Fox's Book of Martyrs in the later 16th century, there's a kind of idea that Protestantism and print go together, that Protestantism is about the word, it's therefore a verbal form of religion, and printed books are somehow associated with it. Of course, the truth is that Catholic Europe was absolutely full of books. The Catholic religion was intensely literal in that sense. But there is a way in which the absolute upsurge and revolution in printing that was ongoing throughout the 16th and 17th centuries is strongly associated with producing religious books. I mean, there's an estimate that's been made by Patrick Collinson, the wonderful historian who died recently, that probably two-thirds of the books produced in England in the first 150 years of print culture are religious in type in one way or another. And of those, the Book of Common Prayer is one of the most commonly surviving of all those books. I mean, just about every year, in fact, if you look through the Elizabethan period, I think there are two or three years only where there was not a new edition. Sometimes there were four or five new editions of the Book of Common Prayer in different formats. So that it started off as a book for church use by priests, but was increasingly produced in small formats for, not for everyday people in our sense, because book ownership and literacy altogether is a much more exclusive thing in the 16th century than now. But it's part of an absolute phenomenon of religious publication. Through that, through its printed form, and of course also through its everyday use in church services, it's a way in which the English language gets out there in a very, very widespread way. And that's one of the reasons why we're so familiar with little phrases that we don't even know that they come from these kinds of source. But words that we use in ordinary language are taken from this kind of text.